down.
Aye. Say goodbye.
Yes?
Mr. President?
Yes, Walter.
Look, I had this long talk with Clark Clifford this afternoon.
Yes?
And he and I see eye to eye on this situation. I met this morning with GM and Ford this afternoon. I have a Chrysler meeting with the top officials at 8 o'clock. As soon as that's over, I've got a chartered plane standing by, and I'm going to rush into Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get in there about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to try to work on this thing myself. Now, we're scheduled to get together at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon, and I was wondering, could I see you later tomorrow evening?
Sure, sure.
Early Wednesday morning, so I can have more time there?
Sure, 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 I would.
Now, I have to be back in Detroit tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, for an executive board meeting.
Yeah.
But if I could see you Wednesday morning, then I could stay in Atlantic City.
Yeah, you can.
And spend some more time on this.
You can. I think if we don't, there's not going to be very much for any of the rest of us. The reception today has just been awful.
We've avoided a fight tonight, and I'm going to try to get in there so I can get it. You know, try to do this by telephone is damn difficult.
No, you can't do it.
I've got all these other responsibilities, but I feel so deeply committed to you and this whole thing that I just can't live with myself being here and the fight going on down there. So I'm having these negotiations tonight with a third corporation. I've got a chartered plane, and I'll get in there around 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I'll go to work on this, and then I'll stay. Now, could I see you Wednesday morning?
Yes, sir.
What time?
Oh, anytime you want to. Call me when you get ready to leave up there, and we'll work it out.
All right. I'll have a plane so that I'll get in there Wednesday morning, and then I can get away early enough to get into Detroit for my meeting in the afternoon.
That'll be right. That'll be fine.
Very good. And I'll do everything I can, because I went over this thing very carefully with Clark, and I share completely his view on this.
He and Abe are both down here in the room now, and they are just distressed beyond words.
Well, I am, too, and I'm going to get in there and see if I can't help get a hold of this thing.
I think the Negroes are going back to Reconstruction period, going right where they were then. They're going to set themselves back 100 years.
Completely irrational. They don't know. The victory they've got is the proposition that next time no one can discriminate against Negroes. That's the victory.
Right. And then I'm just trying to get a vice president for him, and I want to try to get him accepted by the country pretty well if I can, and I don't know why they don't let us do it. Then I want to try to get some appropriations to carry this thing out. I haven't got a dime. I'm using my emergency fund. I can't even name an Equal Employment Commission by the bill. And here these folks have got everybody in the Northern. Hell, the Northerners are more upset about this. They say, call me and wire me, Walter, and write, say that the Negroes have taken over the country. They're running the White House. They're running the Democratic Party. And it's not Mississippi and Alabama anymore. Hell, you're catching your hell from Michigan, Ohio, Philadelphia, New York. And they don't understand that. They're there before that television. They don't understand that nearly every white man in this country would be frightened if he thought the Negroes were going to take him over.
That's right.
And they don't understand that, but they're on the television showing it. And we can't ever buy spots that'll equal this. Our program, we got $5 million budgeted, but we can't undo what they've done the last 2 days unless you do it tomorrow.
I'll get in there and do my level best, because we see eye to eye, and then I'll be in touch, and I'll see you then early.
They got that list down to about 13, counting the two from Michigan, counting them all, and I think they could get it where they didn't have a minority report if some of them would reason, but you look at it, and whatever you all do is all right. Just
all
don't
right.
Don't quote me, because I'm going to leave it all up that convention.
Very good, and I'll be in touch with you and see you Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Bye.